Rats Radio.
Turn it up.
Rizzo didn't smoke this morning. He's sharp as a tack.
I added 42 and I added 1 and I came up with Richard Petty's number.
Yeah, you've been bossed with the fucking math these days, man.
Hey, man, I've been off the sauce for 2 hours.
What's up, y'all? It's the Rap Rats Radio Show. I'm Bratzo.
Rizzo.
We got the lovely Rosie J in the house. Hey, Rosie J.
Hey, Rosie J.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's mocking you when she says that shit.
She is, man. I don't, you know.
It took you 43. episodes to figure that out.
Y'all appreciate that shit, Rosie.
41 episodes ago, I thought she was our fucking friend.
Yeah, exactly. Asshole, just shit every fucking show.
Well, look, you got people sending me unsolicited shit, whether it's, you know, I mean,
bare chest pics.
Right.
Nipple pics.
Right.
They're fans, Rosie.
Body parts, I can't even tell what they are anymore, you know? Oh, it's like,
is that a hand? What is that?
I'm trying to make a connection.
Is that a finger?
Y'all better hurry up. You know, before somebody gets her at Studio Diva on Twitter.
Is that a hairy knuckle?
Make it fit. So, yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on in hip-hop news today.
Jay-Z's fucked up knees?
Yeah. Look, I don't know who did it with the publicist. I mean, I really don't think... Well, maybe it was some motherfucker in the Bush that was like...
Bush.
Taking
pictures. The best person to attack during a presidential election. Let's attack Jay-Z's knees. That'll deflect from the idiocracy of other things.
Exactly. Some motherfucker in the Bush probably had a camera and was taking pictures of Jay-Z with his family. And so it was a lot of funny-ass memes that... hit the internet about how skinny his legs were in comparison to his upper body.
Like, I mean, one of them was like his first day standing up from a wheelchair.
And they got one that said, you know, Jay-Z missed his leg day at the gym.
I read one that said Jay-Z left his knees back in Marcy Projects.
Somebody was saying that he had nicer legs than Beyonce.
But you know what Jay-Z is saying? All you motherfuckers, fuck you motherfuckers.
My check's cash.
I'm rich motherfucker.
You know what?
I got one of the flies.
I was having a conversation about this with somebody about Jay-Z's knees. Go figure, I'm having a fucking conversation about Jay-Z's knees. But
like some heavy shit.
Why are people... It's not like his legs are the ugliest in the world, and I'm sure there's other rappers.
Have you ever seen Steven Tyler's toes? He's got a toe like creeping up on top of another toe.
Man, have you seen LeBron James' toe?
I just saw the stupid sports show. I was at the gym one time, and they had like fucked up famous people's toes while I'm doing like bench presses. And I saw Steven Tyler's. I was like, "What? Fucked up feet right there." LeBron James too.
LeBron James got a fucking wicked ass. I don't know. I mean, I guess he's been playing probably basketball since he was fucking 10, and all that running.
Hammer toe?
That he got like the his baby toe is like sitting on top of his foot. I don't know how.
You know
that
why? You know why? I'm not friends with him. I don't know, but I can almost guarantee it's because that motherfucker's feet are so big. As he was a kid, they probably had a hard time finding big shoes. Or his feet grew so fast that, like, because that's how women get it with the high heels. You know, they wear the shoes that are too tight, and after a long time, it, like, pulls your toes in. Well, fuck, these guys' feet, I don't even know what size they are, so he probably has his shoes on, and his feet start growing, crunching into the toes.
So he's like a fucking concubine now?
I don't know, but fucked up.
Listen, this is what I think. I think the fucking his foot adapted to his fucking surroundings. Like, I think it was some adaptation there. I mean,
constantly jumping.
Well, scientifically, they said, well, you know, we're evolving to not need our pinky toe anyway. So I guess he was like, his toe said, fuck it, this is serving no purpose, so let me just jump on the top of your foot.
People make fun of my toe because my pinky doesn't really touch the ground. It just kind of hovers. And I say, I'm on the next evolutionary plane. We don't even need that toe. So, like, I'm the closest step to being more aerodynamic.
There you go. Rizzo has...
Because I'm such a racer, right? So, yeah, that keeps my speed up.
Rizzo's toe and big pinky toe is disappearing. And
you know what,
he has
though?
No appendix.
Rats don't even have it before. So, I'm just a step ahead of all the rats.
Exactly.
I'm going for three.
He's going full human in this bitch.
I expect NBA players to have fucking messed up feet, but I mean, who knew Jay-Z's legs were? I mean, it's not like people see his legs every day, so I think that's what the whole.
He got enough money to buy a pair of pants, fortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, everybody was probably tired of talking about his fucking lips, and now they got something else to talk about.
Yeah, I guess Jay's like, fuck it, you know, I'm rich, goddammit. Like, what the hell?
That's why
let me throw my shorts on and fuck it. Who gives
let the knees breathe.
I gotta say, that would be one part of being in that limelight that wouldn't be the most awesome is like. a personal, private family vacation getaway to relax, and then, you know, you're on the news every day for your vacation. That's kind of...
Well, that is, I guess that's the cost of fame, right?
Sure is.
You know, you either want it, it comes with the territory. I do see, like, some artists that go through hell dealing with the paparazzi and all of that shit. And
do I feel bad that Jimmy Buffett has to perform Margaritaville every time he performs? No, I don't really feel bad. Sucks for you, but his checks will cash.
Exactly.
So here we go for the 4,964 time. He's like, fuck this song.
But it pays the bills,
yeah,
man.
Right?
So,
gotta do what you gotta do.
And I'm sure they'd rather be famous than not famous, so. What the hell?
Well, we hate it when famous people complain about all the paparazzi and all that. Oh, it's so hard. I got no privacy. I just can't be alone. Oh.
So, you know, somebody else is having some problem with the fame, with too much fame. Iggy Azalea, which is in the news.
Her again.
So, you know, kind of like on the subject of what we touched on with Macklemore last week, people were really pissed off that just Iggy came from out of nowhere. You know, this Australian white girl who comes in and just kind of dominated rap. And people's like, what the fuck? Like, look, like, come on, man. Like, so my position was, like, you can't get mad at Iggy. Like, people are going to try to get into the game. Like, if there are fans, I mean, get mad at these institutions or whatever, the Grammys or these award shows that get it wrong. And maybe try to steer them in the right direction to where the real shit is. But Iggy was just like, and with the help of T.I., kind of got ushered into the hip-hop game. He validated her. And motherfuckers was like, oh, these some catchy-ass songs. And, of course, they bought up radio and radio played the shit. Fucking 50 times a day, and that's gonna create hit records, and the Academy is gonna notice that and all that. So, anyway, the story was, there is a bit of beef going on. I don't wanna say beef, but there's something going on between T.I. and Iggy, because once these rappers like Q-Tip and some of these other rappers came at Iggy, Azalea Banks, I mean, she comes at everybody, came at her about her authenticity, T.I. felt like she and her team didn't handle it right. It was like, you didn't handle the whole cultural appropriation into hip-hop correctly, so I got a problem with that. And he said this in a radio interview, and Iggy was like, that was the first time I heard of this shit. Like, why didn't you talk to me personally about it? Why did I have to hear about this?
You know what? Right? That's the number one sign that people don't like you and that you're probably on your way out the door, even in jobs, is if they don't tell you directly that something's wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if he went on radio and said this shit and he didn't tell her directly, you know what I mean? That's the number one sign that...
She said some bullshit, though. Like, I'm sure T.I. is going to come out and clarify his statements. Like, I think it was a statement like she felt like, motherfucker, I got leverage. Like, hey, don't get it twisted. I sold a lot of records for your ass, so get your ass out here and clean this shit up. Or it didn't seem like she was coming from a position of weakness. Because let's face it, T.I. ain't been hot
right
on his own in a long ass time. So it's not like he's Jay-Z or Kanye.
She's his
cash cow right now. Yeah, so she's like, I'm sure this motherfucker's going to come out and clarify exactly what he meant. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem. Which, she still has fans who probably don't even know who the fuck T.I. is or who really gives a shit.
He did, though. He came out and said that, you know. Yeah, he said that, this was like yesterday, I think, yesterday, that he said that, oh, his words were taken out of context. This is all, I feel like this was all bullshit. He's like, Iggy Azalea still signed to Grand Hustle. Yeah, okay.
Of course she, yeah.
Exactly, of course she is. But he didn't say, but I ain't really rocking with her no more. He didn't say that. You know, if they're not, if he's going on air saying all this shit, and this is the first she's heard about it, there is definitely a riff there.
There's a problem.
You know, I feel like he cleaned it up, but I think that his original, what he said originally, probably still stands. He's not fucking with her no more, so.
Yeah, and T.I., I guess, T.I.'s trying to keep his cred to some degree. Like, hey, you know.
I mean, I think he knows that train has run out of steam. Like, I don't know what else he's going to do.
But that's another problem, too, is that she went on Twitter talking about her feelings. That's part of the problem right there. You know what I'm saying? She's...
Yeah, but I guess at some point when your, you know, your label or the guy, whoever T.I. is in this whole kind of hierarchy of shit that's going on with them, comes out and makes a public statement, then you get all these people, social media and blogs and shit. She's got to protect her brand to the public. I mean, we are talking about a public business. And that shit tarnishes her. So she's got to stand up. And plus, she's a woman, so she's got to take some, I guess, show some kind of sign of, hey, I ain't no punk bitch. Like, I ain't going to have you disrespect me in public. If you, you know, be a man, talk to me privately. If you put that shit out in public. And she did, it was all kind of veiled and indirect when she came out. She's just like, hey, I don't kind of know what's going on here, but I'm sure he's going to clarify some shit. It was the first time I heard about it. So she didn't really throw any shade But it was kind of like, hey, what the fuck you talking about, T.I.? And maybe they don't talk. Well, maybe they have to put these messages out there in social media. Like you said, there's probably some internal shit going on. And it's probably all contractual right now. Hey, you owe me 2 more albums. Just give me my shit and put it out.
But if you look back on how their relationship was before, I mean, T.I. was really rocking with her. He was going to bat for her. You see him in pictures together, and now suddenly they don't talk.
You don't think that has anything to do with her popularity? He's riding the train up to the top, and now that it's kind of sliding back off, he wants to get out. It's like,
well,
kind of selfish a little
it's
bit.
Only
like,
sliding off because of her peers. Her fans haven't seemed to have abandoned her at all, as far as I know. T.I. is playing this game of, I have to protect myself and my brand and my authenticity of being, you know, still this street dude or whatever.
But how is he protecting himself by attacking her? That doesn't
because matter. She's being looked at as authentic, so he's got to show, hey, which I thought was unfair that they wanted. Just because Iggy is in hip-hop doesn't mean that she needs to speak to a bunch of... I don't think that any artist has an obligation to speak to any kind of social issues. Because most of the time when those motherfuckers open their mouth, they say dumb shit anyway. So just create music. If you're not, like, politically savvy. So people wanted her, yeah, well, you in hip-hop, but you didn't say anything about, you know, police brutality, blah, blah, blah. Iggy was getting all of that shit. Like, you're reaping the benefits of being in hip-hop, but you're not involved in any kind of hip-hop social issues. And... that's kind of like, I don't know. You know, hip-hop is the only genre where, I guess, artists are forced to kind of respect the culture of it, you know, in total and its history and all that stuff. And I think sometimes that's thrown out unfairly because, you know, nobody's saying that shit to Soulja Boy or Bobby Shmurda.
You took the words right out of my mouth. It's kind of like what we were talking about last time with, you know, Macklemore. Is it really their responsibility to? I don't think that they really have to, you know, go out there and say, you know, hey,
stand on the front lines and shit.
Exactly, and I think that, like you said, it's kind of a race issue because nobody's saying, hey, Chief Keef is not involved in social issues, but you know, he's fucking talking about.
Yeah, and let's be real, the most social conscious hip hop artist, and Kendrick aside. You know, Kendrick does speak to some social issues, but most of my fuckers that speak to social issues, y'all not buying their records.
Yeah. Right,
you know,
exactly.
Talib Kweli's, you know, and the shit, I can go down a list. It's, hell, Public Enemy or whatever, whoever, like, y'all, they're not on the radar. You know, they get the least support, you know? Everybody's, you know, is supporting Fetty Wap.
I mean, look at Joey Badass. I mean, he's a new artist. He has some profound lyrics, and nobody really...
Yeah, he's still kind of considered underground or whatever.
Exactly.
And I really think that Kendrick's popular because he has a hell of a fucking machine behind him. You know what I'm saying? He has Dr. Dre behind him, so...
Is that what got him there, though?
I mean, well, Kendrick is always putting out great music. Dr. Dre was always courting him, according to an interview when he was, that he gave sometime, that Dr. Dre was kind of... Once he started was creating a buzz, Dr. Dre was latched on to him, not publicly, but was nudging him. Kind of like, yeah, we're gonna... It was a process going on. He was mentoring Kendrick, and at some point he said, okay, we're gonna make this shit public. Y'all, you know, you guys are with Aftermath. But yeah, there's a lot of fucking support behind that Kendrick movement that's able to, you know, get his voice and shit out there. And not all socially conscious rappers have that. And... A lot of fans just don't want to hear that shit. They be like, oh, fuck. You're making me think too hard. I just want to twerk.
Oh,
I
just
want to shake my ass.
Just want to whip a nae. Whip a nae.
Video coming soon, man. We'll put that shit up on the YouTube channel. Follow us on the YouTube channel.
Oh, Jesus.
No, me, Rizzo, Ratso Rizzo, and Rosie J, we're going to have a twerking contest. We're going to let y'all judge.
Oh, look at the look on Rosie's face. I wish I could put that look into a word.
No, Rosie had to look like, I got you motherfuckers faded, please. Like, no contest, motherfuckers.
I had a visual. It was not good. It was not good.
It's burned into her retina.
But yeah, another news. Legal shit. Rick Ross just won his case against the real Rick Ross. So if you haven't been following up with this shit, the rapper Rick Ross, who was a correctional officer, turned drug kingpin rapper, you know. Which is not unusual, because rappers do this all the time, took the persona of a real cat. Rick Ross was one of the biggest drug dealers ever, and he was locked up in what everybody thought would probably be forever. There was some technicality in his case, and he got let out after maybe, I think, 19 years or some shit. But him, like Scarface was Al Capone, and rappers have done this throughout history. Noriega, or people the whole cool thing, especially in the 80s and 90s, was to get a name of some notorious bad guy or mobster. That's why you got a lot of Gotti's in the rap game. And that was like, that made you cool. So Rick Ross in that tradition said, fuck. Man, probably was going down the list and said, damn, that's taken, that's taken. That's taken, that's Dillinger, oh, fuck, damn, that's taken, oh, fuck. Rick Ross, like, oh, shit, nobody has it. I'm Rick Ross, bitches.
Except Rick Ross was like, hey, wait a minute.
So Rick Ross gets out of jail and shit, and of course he can't do the drug thing anymore. So now he's...
Right, because he's not going to sell drugs
Oh,
anymore.
Man, they on his, he was the biggest motherfucker. They're on his ass. Like, he, oh, Rick Ross, he can't step, he can't take a piss without his fucking probation officer. Like, are you pissing, boy? What you doing? So,
and that's another thing. Like, why would you even go and try to sue somebody for your drug dealer persona?
Well, here's the thing. Rick Ross, that's his real name. Like,
yeah,
Ricky Ross, the rapper Rick Ross, that's not his real shit.
Ricky Rose.
But first of all, anyone, legally, it makes sense why he couldn't win this. Because legally, you could do a doing business as, and you can just make up a name. So, likely, there's another Rizzo out there. And so, it's not their fault or whatever. So, like, let's say somebody legally changes their name, and it happens to be the same name as someone else. Yeah. It's like, obviously, there's people with names. So, I could never see how this could stand up in court. Because they could just say, oh, well, I wasn't trying to be this Rick Ross. I was just, giving tribute to whatever. Because it's
but
a name.
See, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing why I think there's a legal... where he was right. I think, and I'm not for certain, like, in acting, so to speak. Like, if you have that, if you become an actor, and you get in Hollywood, that's why you see some people like the Vanessa Williams. Like, some people have to put their middle name in their name.
So Vanessa Williams, that's not a real name, you mean?
They have to say, like,
there's
Vanessa
like
Elwes. There's two, I know there was a case. Well, there's two Vanessa Williams that act, right?
Okay.
That was the ex Miss America or whatever, and there was another woman, and one of them, like, had to put Vanessa W, Vanessa L. Williams or whatever, put her middle initial in so that, legally, I mean, because that'd be fucked up if they're both acting, and maybe one may start getting the other one's checks or some shit by mistake. Like,
So
here's the thing with Rick Ross now, the drug dealer. He's out of jail now. Now he's making his money doing
college service. He's teaching the children.
Colleges are paying him to speak. Like he.
Oh fuck!
But here's the thing,
right. Pass.
His story was fucking unique in the fact this is why he was different than any other drug dealer. He was getting his shit directly, like from Noriega, like from the Contras. He was mixed up in that Contra shit back in when Reagan and Ali North was all that shit. Like. There was no in between that had been kind of like unheard of before him. There was no in between cat like they so people were fascinated at the fact like how did this street dude get that kind of connection up that and so he started implicating like the CIA like look these motherfuckers were I was untouched because they wanted the drugs to come through me because they was paying for this Contra shit. So there's a lot of historical shit tied into his story. They got a Netflix documentary on that shit that's incredible that you guys should watch about
really?
That shit.
Real. Okay, does any heroin come from our country? No. So clearly, there has to be some major high-ups in the government or whatever bringing that shit here because it's clearly not made here. And so...
Of course.
Duh.
And them motherfuckers can stop...
They
can stop contaminated food like this. Like, there's just salmonella in Chinese lettuce. And like, nobody that shit...
It's
gone. You can't even smoke that shit in.
Heroin shows up every day.
Yeah, the war on drugs is the biggest bullshit
ever.
That's like,
come on. Really, like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know why we're invading over there because we need planes to come back and forth.
Absolutely, it funded a lot of shit that America couldn't fund directly because of whatever political thing and because those people down there were communists or some shit. So they had to find another way, and it was through drugs. And Ricky was like, "Hey, I was the dude." Everybody was like, "Why are you so untouchable?"
He found a channel.
Yeah, and this motherfucker was making like $3 million a day, and it was ridiculous. But anyway, so now that he's out, he's writing books. And he is, of course, a lot of rappers want to be, and they said that he started which is typical, he started a rap label, a label
oh,
where he's
going,
you have to do that, you know?
There's the problem. That's why he wants his name back. Well, you know what? Too late, buddy.
Right.
If you would have done something like, I don't know, murder a child, you probably would have been out in like 3 to 5 years, but because you were in for so long,
right, exactly.
I don't know.
So he's like, it's a legitimate concern that those names can be mistaken for one another. So he's had to add, like, he calls himself Freeway Ricky Ross, which I think is something they added on when he was on the street. So
highway.
So freeway. I guess if you're Googling, you want to find him. You
back
put
alley Rick Ross. Garage door Rick Ross. I'm highway Rick Ross.
So rapper Rick Ross, the judge threw that shit out and said, hey, man, Rick Ross, the rapper, gets to keep, he gets to keep calling himself Rick Ross.
I'm going
to
go with moist freeway. Basement Rick Ross.
Stop.
Stop. Because it says the word moist. It'll be the best controversy ever.
Oh, shit. Rosie was talking about something about Rick Ross got engaged to some shit.
Oh, yeah.
About.
He got engaged to this female named Lyra Mercer, I think.
Oh, really?
She's like... I think she's like some...
Oh, yeah.
Lucky her.
She's very pretty.
Wow, the lucky young lady.
She's very pretty. I think she was some sort of a... I don't know. I want to say stripper or something, but...
Oh, of course. Oh, right.
Who would have thought?
Who really knows her name, really? But she looks like all the other Amber Roses and Nicki Minaj's. Yeah. She's got the ass injections and or whatever. So
I thought Rick Ross, the fake Rick Ross, had belly injections, right?
Exactly. And those are wash-off tattoos he has, right? Too.
It's like a vinyl wrap. He gets off, he goes to bed, he takes off the vinyl wrap. He's actually like a 190-pound white dude.
Oh,
it's just
my
a
God.
Cellophane suit. That's all it is.
Oh, my God.
I actually look nothing like that.
Where's the glue? Yeah, so
That was in I Don't Give a Fuck News.
Yeah.
The whole.
And what the hell else happened Oh shit. So I guess Kanye had some other fashion.
Oh my God!
Did more you shoes. See that shit?
New York Fashion Week. He had the Yeezy Season 2 show. It was the worst fucking thing I ever seen.
Ic said it looks like slave clothes for the future.
Rico, Google Yeezy Season 2, and that shit looks like I can't even explain it. It's the worst thing I ever seen in my life.
Oh my God! I was like, okay, what the fuck? So Kanye, it's like.
What the?
No, man, you gotta see some of the... Yeah, man. You
what
have to
the
see.
Fuck?
Rizzo was pulling it up on the Google machine. Those are not his. Those are from another... There were some other presentations there, but... Look, that the one up in the upper right corner is, I think, is... So Ice-T said the shit looks like slave clothes from the future and kind of got some backlash from that shit, but goddamn, like, Kanye was fighting so hard to get his shit noticed, and people was like, this shit just
that
looks like...
terrible.
This look like pantyhose clothes and shit, you know?
Well, and I don't even...
Everything was the
know.
Same
is
color.
Is it supposed to be underwear? Well, not outerwear.
That's the thing. Like, okay, I get that... You know, clothes that they have on the runway doesn't really look that good until they get it off the runway and they get somebody they get somebody wearing it. But I really can't see how they're gonna get some big star to wear fucking
a flesh colored.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dude. So it's just, and probably the shit is probably gonna be outrageously priced. Like look at it, the second chick there. You can't even see where her skin stops. Like they pick chicks and they match this. The, color of the clothes. You don't know if she's got no pants on.
She looks naked right there.
So Kanye has been bitching about being taken seriously by the fashion industry. Then he gets a sort of a shot,
and then
they release some bullshit.
Him.
Then they go like, "This is why we don't just let anybody, motherfucker, who thinks they can come into our shit, just do this and waste our time."
You know because what? There was another. I don't remember the name, but there was another big name fashion person that was really pissed off at Kanye because he changed either the time or the date of his show, of his season really? 2 show, and it bumped them.
Oh, shit.
This is some fashion designer that's been working
been
their
doing
whole
it forever.
Life. Yeah, that's actually a real fashion designer, and Kanye comes in
because
and bumps
he's a celebrity
them.
And
exactly.
He's got a bigger name.
So he pissed some people off in the fashion world as well. Oh. So it's kind of fucked up, you know.
Celebrity trumps everything.
I still
no
think
pun
the shoes were
it.
Worse. The last round.
Oh, man, those
worse.
Shoes, it's really just some ugly shit, you know?
In his defense, no. He has some heels, some Giuseppe Zanotti heels that are really nice. And then the Adidas shoes that he has out, they're not that bad.
Really?
I mean, the ones that look like they had a Velcro thing on it, those were bad. But he has a couple of okay shoes.
Well, I think the difference there is Adidas, being the Adidas company, was like, hey, look, Mr. West, we've got these two or three shoes. Would you like to put your name on these? And here's this money and cool. Versus this bullshit where he's actually designing it.
Yeah, right.
He's actually
like
in the room
probably
sewing
like,
it.
Okay, you get a choice. Like, which kind of thing? Oh, yeah, you know, I want a racing. Oh yeah, sure. We'll put a racing stripe
on the shoe.
We're
gonna call
this shit is like design. You know, he goes in his room with his chalkboard and design, and he's like, somebody turned in like the wrong sheet, thought it was his actual sheet. Like, wait a second, that was like the table shot.
I think he's in there stitching that shit up himself.
Yeah, right. Oh, he's in the basement with a sewing machine.
This shit is gonna change the world.
You know what? Wouldn't it be some sort of conspiracy if they had, like, Beck in the background who actually sold him the fabric? Yeah, give Kanye this fabric here.
No, what happened was Kanye took his designs and mailed them in to the people to do them, and Beck intercepted the package.
Stop busting holes in his shit.
Swapped all the designs with this bullshit.
Put dye, the same color dye on all of the fabric.
Take that, Kanye.
But yeah, but the people, like the critics and stuff, some of them, like a lot of them, just are not even showing up for his shit. They just, he's being ignored largely by a lot of people in the fashion industry. And if the people that are showing up are just showing up to see a train wreck, it's not like they get.
Well, have you seen who's in the front row of his show? I mean, he had like 2 Chainz and shit. Like, really? Right, 2 Chainz in the front row at the, like, fashion show? Like,
I think,
okay.
I heard Courtney Love was there. Like, yeah, big fashion.
Because at a normal fashion show, you see actual people in the fashion industry in the front 2 rows.
Exactly.
You don't see fucking 2 Chainz.
Doesn't look like the Grammy, the front row of the Grammys.
Well, this would be like, you know, somebody spending their whole life producing music, and then, you know, some 13-year-old comes in with a Logic Pro.
You're right, right.
Oh, never heard of that before.
Exactly.
Wait, you get the what? No, fuck that.
And that's why, you know, people, I guess, are pissed off at Kanye, and this is...
But that's what he likes.
He likes for people
he
to be.
He constantly tries to get people pissed off because it gets people talking about his dumbass.
Yeah, well, the music keeps giving him fuel, man. As long as
it was. Well, slowing down a little bit.
Well, because the last attempt was looked at largely as an experimental album.
Yeah, but if you're going to do that, though, you got to follow up with a non-experimental album.
Right.
You can't just make that your exclamation
he's
point.
He's on his follow-up now, so he... You know, he's like, he better come out with some hot shit.
I don't think you know what? I'm not convinced right now that him and Jay-Z are friends. Because I can't even imagine.
They ever were?
I think they were. I think they were, yeah. They played basketball together and shit. But I can't imagine Jay-Z looking at his fucking fashion show and being like, yeah, dog, this is.
Well.
Good job, dog.
I knew something was weird when Kanye started pulling off all of his title tweets on his on his Twitter. I was like. Nah, you know, if your boy just bought a company, you don't do that. Like, something. You know, and then the public called him on it, and then he threw up, like, a saved tweet. Like, yo, title is the best. Nah, we caught your ass, motherfucker. Like, you was like, fuck this shit. This shit is sinking. I don't want no parts of it. So, gonna be...
Anytime someone posts something stupid, they immediately delete it, but there's some motherfucker out there that took a screenshot.
Oh, man,
yeah,
well,
exactly.
They have no...
That just happened locally here, too, where, like, you know, people do that shit. No, I didn't... And then somebody's like, yeah, you did. And here's the thread.
Well, the thing about it is you can actually set your notifications for certain people that when they tweet, you get, like, you know, it'll bing your phone. So if I'm a big Kanye fan, I want to be notified every time he throws up a tweet. Every time he throws up some shit, I'm going to get that
right away.
That alert, and I'm going to phone. I'm going to snapshot that shit, especially with a person like Kanye who's known to delete shit up. Screenshot, clip. That's it. Like, as soon as that shit goes up, then people probably automatically screenshotting that shit. So, no, everything stays out there forever.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I'll tell Kanye this if I ever meet him. Look, Kanye, you can get back in Jay-Z's good graces if you just, you know, make him some leggings or something.
He needs... Oh, yeah. Look, he could make some Jay-Z skin-colored leggings.
Flesh-colored.
And then you wouldn't know if he was wearing pants or not.
There you go.
And then he could pat them so he could get a little extra thickness down on his knees.
Yeah, you know what? Jay-Z is in desperate need of... some fucking pants, you know, right
some
now.
Some leg gear. Well, I think Jay-Z seems like a private cat, and I think that with the whole Kim Kardashian shit, I think a lot of that is just too much of a circus for Jay. I just don't think he seems to be really laid back, and with all
especially now, seems to kind of, him and Beyonce seem to be, you know,
trying
settling
to be an executive
in,
guy.
Making a family now, they're kind of,
Jay-Z's mid-40s now, man, he's like, fuck, he's trying to, I guess, diversify his shit, you know, he's getting into other things, he's a sports agent and all this stuff, like, I think he's kind of retreating a little bit. But Kanye, man, with Kim and Caitlyn Jenner and all that shit, I think...
And the whole, like...
Jay-Z is like... Ooh.
Fashion circus
like,
going on.
Fuck out, running for president and all that shit.
Call me Caitlyn. What the hell is going on?
It's fucking nuts, man.
Not anymore.
He went there. You know what? I think Kanye actually showed up on one of the fucking Caitlyn shows or whatever.
You know what's fucking bizarre about that shit?
He's got it. I mean,
here's what's fucking... Spit it out. Caitlyn Jenner is against same-sex marriage.
What?
She went on Ellen, right?
She's a Republican.
She went on Ellen.
A fucking Republican.
Listen to this. She went on Ellen and said that she's a traditional gal.
Yeah, she's a Republican.
I have a hard time just even calling her she.
No. I mean, no shade to Republicans, but I mean, it's just like what they...
She's got enough money to be Republican.
Yeah, exactly. Right. She's got enough money to be a 1%er.
Everything that she stands for is anti-Republican.
Isn't that the craziest shit ever? She's against same-sex marriage. How the fuck can you do that? How do you say, you know, she was with Ellen. Of course, Ellen is you know, a lesbian who's married. She's in her face, like... No, he went straight, like, I am a traditional guy, I think, a man.
A traditional guy.
So wait, I need to know. Caitlin, her... She considers herself a woman. So she is into men?
Yeah, no.
If she considers herself a woman...
That's what's so twisted.
Then
that's what's
she
so
would
twisted
have
about
to be into men.
Absolutely.
Because
but
then...
But she's still into
enough.
Women.
Okay, but is
that would make her a lesbian,
date?
Right?
Is she going to date? Like, is she... like
she? That's what she says.
So she's into
women.
Men.
Women. She says she's into women.
So if she considers herself a woman, then that would make her a lesbian.
That's what's so bizarre about the whole shit, right? That's what's so crazy. That's why everybody was like,
so I don't... What, that just blew my mind. I gotta process it.
Right.
So she's so into women, she wanted to be one?
Yeah, well, not that. It's even deeper than that. He or she felt like she's always wanted to be a woman from back when...
From the Wheaties Box days.
Right. It was felt like, she, you know, he compensated. That's why he won the Decathlon, try to whatever, overcompensate for these feelings that he was having. So he pushed himself, you know, in this kind of over macho aggression shit, and that's what drove him to win the...
Did he get booed on the show? Like, this is the Ellen show.
I saw a clip.
Ellen fans are really fucking diehard for Ellen. Like, I can only imagine that crowd. Like, when you say that, I would think that in her house,
I don't remember the response because I saw a clip.
What was her response? What was her?
Yeah, she was like, that was the most bizarre shit. I think she was like, you, like, wait a minute, let me figure out what's going on here.
Even she was like mind blown.
Well, hold on, wait a minute. Everything is so fucked up and twisted about this. And there's an interview with her. I think that I saw a couple of people post it. Ellen was on Howard Stern show talking about it.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, it's good shit because I saw a couple of people post it. I've been meaning to find that where they talked about it because Howard Stern was like, wait a minute, you had Kate. Like, what did you think about that shit? It was so bizarre, and I'm really interested to find out like what Ellen told Howard about the shit, because crazy shit ever. Crazy.
I don't really watch your show, but I see clips of it on like whatever YouTube and Facebook.
Oh, somebody's dancing.
Yeah, she's got some crazy shit there.
Yeah,
funny shit.
She's good.
Yeah,
she's entertaining. But yeah,
but she's got that weird candor. I would like to see how she would respond to that. Like, I could just see her facial expressions.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Be like, what?
Yeah,
what?
She wasn't prepared for it. I mean, who was? Like, wait a minute.
You're what?
Because all of these, you know, liberal people have been, I guess, being a champion in her cause, you know, for this whole thing.
So what's her cause? Just being able to flip sexes?
She says she's a Republican. She says she's a...
Yeah.
She's like,
that's because
I'm
conservative. She's always been rich.
that seems to go hand in hand. Like, well, when I get rich, I want to keep all of my money. Everything. No taxes, no shit. That seems to be...
But what
like,
is she... You said she's speaking at events? On what? Why would you hire...
The cause is just... Well, not that she's speaking to events, but she had become the spokesperson for
transgendered
people. Like, because, you know, she's so popular.
I just want to say fuck that.
Nobody is as popular. Who? I mean,
are you saying fuck that to transgender? Or
Because there's other transgender people who've been transgender.
Legitimate and not making
famous,
a spectacle
though.
Out of it.
Not as famous.
What about Laverne Cox on Orange is the New Black? She's mildly popular, and people...
Wait, hold on.
Not as big
is that
as this.
the tall black girl?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, she... I don't know. She really was a man, right?
Yeah.
And now she really is a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, so what she's playing in the show is kind of what she really...
It's kind of true. Yeah.
Okay.
But nobody is big as... I mean, Bruce Jenner won the fucking decathlon, right? One of the things. There's no equal.
I mean, this story is
you have somebody like that macho.
Well, and the whole coming from the, you know, the staple of America, the Wheaties box, the whole thing, and then it's like, whoa,
flip, yeah.
Can you really?
No
you,
story like that.
No.
You know.
Trying to come up with another one?
It's fucked up because, I mean, just because he was fucking Bruce Jenner.
He's a runner. Why should he be?
And then he's got to be the spokesperson
for transgender people.
Then on top of that,
he's against same sex marriage. Like, how do you go there?
Listen, it would have been a bizarre story or been a highlighted story, even if it was just the Bruce Jenner story alone. But somehow, he finds himself in the Kardashian family.
It's like
a whole nother, like...
It's a
circus on top of a circus on top of a carnival.
When he married into that, was it a circus to begin with? It seems like he kind of helped create the circus.
He was attached to it already.
But I mean,
I don't think that he was. I think the Kardashian clan was already a circus, and then he added to the circus
He added to it. Like, he piggybacked onto it.
How long were they married?
I don't know. He was already married into the family by the time the whole sex tape thing
right.
blew blew up.
They had already had two kids together, him and Kris Jenner. Yeah.
And nobody really gave a fuck.
So which kids are actually his then? Pardon
not Kim, not Khloe.
Kylie and Kendall.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it. Which...
Nah. But, yeah. I'm still processing the against same-sex marriage. My brain is still, like, stuck in a loop.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is going on there? Well, I guess we can end on
that. Well, you guys can think on that shit for a week. Hope you had nothing.
Hope you guys enjoy the show. We appreciate all our new followers, our commenters, man. All you guys that reblog us on SoundCloud. Leave us a comment. Leave us
especially
a
if you're transgender. I want to hear other transgenders' feedback on this.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Or even people.
Are you like? I want to know. Like, do you feel like this is bullshit? Like, I'm represented by this? I don't know.
Yeah, we accept.
We want to know.
We'll talk about it. So follow us on Tumblr, Facebook. Just search for Rap Rats.
Jesus. Send us cheese.
Exactly. Stay out the trap.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
Rap Rats Radio is recorded inside the underground of Horse Drawn Studios, located in Berwyn, Illinois. For more info, join us at raprats.com or follow the hashtag RapRatsFM.